Good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody. Come on in. So excited. Wednesday, you know, it's my favorite day of the week. So, and then I got big announcements and things. I'm so excited. Corinne spilled the beans on the new No BS being written and being released in October. So I can't spill that one. She stole my thunder, y'all. She stole my thunder. But I do have other excitement. I have other things to talk about. I don't need to tell you about the new No BS because we got so many exciting things coming around the corner. So I can just spill the beans on other things. There's that. All right. Come on in. Make sure you're putting your questions in the Q&A and all the things, and I'll answer everything. This month we're working on consistency. And so I'll talk a little bit about that. I've had several requests for to give my takeaways of the content. So I will be doing that. And so tonight, I don't know what time, around 5 or 6 central. I'm not sure. Betsy is going to start going through the new binge course with the Facebook group. We're not going through it as a whole month for everybody. It is on the website. It is live now under bonus courses. So you're welcome to go through it at your leisure. But if you would like to pick Betsy's brain about it, hear her thoughts about it, you need to be in the binge subgroup, Facebook subgroup. So go over there and join the subgroup. She will be in there tonight talking you through the first part of the binge course. Now, here's the thing about this binge course. It has got a lot of the newest information about urges. If you just identify as an overeater, if you ever feel a little bit of shame about overeating, if you feel like your urges are strong, even though you don't identify as a binger necessarily, I want you to go through this course because it is basically the direction that we're taking urges in. It's the newest, greatest teaching on urges. So, bingers have urges, overeaters have urges, normal eaters have urges. So, if you identify as any of those things, go look at the binge course. 6 Eastern, 5 Central. Thank you, Audrey. Thank you. So, make sure I've even told Betsy to make sure that she circles back through the request to get you in the binge group if you've requested today. So super excited about that. So go check it out. Go check it out. Next, we are still trying to get all of y'all to use this wellness tracker. About 65% of you have set up the wellness tracker. And so here's the thing. And I've already switched tactics. So we will be giving away prizes every week for the next 4 weeks, starting next week. So I will be on this call announcing two winners on the 19th of August, the 26th of August, the 2nd of September, and the 9th of September. So you have 4 chances to win. One winner will be pulled from anybody who logged anything at all in their tracker the previous week. So from today until next Wednesday, if you use your tracker, you are entered to win. Ba-bam. There you go. I'm not going to tell you what the prize is yet. If you have not set it up, if you set your tracker up during the week, like if you set your tracker up between now and next Wednesday, you are entered to win. Okay. So if you are a new setter upper, a new adapter, I'm going to pick a name from that group and I'm going to pick a name from the group who just used the tracker during the week. What do you win? So I sent an email to people who had not set up their tracker already. But I'm gonna go back and change the rest of the emails because I'm gonna be emailing them every week. But I was thinking this morning, I went to Pilates and I was in my car on my way home. So originally, the prize was going to be a 25-minute coaching session with a coach. We could go over your data, coach, whatever, like just you and the coach, one session every week, whatever. So then I started thinking, Two a week for 4 weeks, that's just 8 calls. So I think I will offer up myself. So I will meet with you personally. If you win, I will meet with you. I'll give you the link to my calendar. You can set up a time. You and I will chit chat. Just you and me. So, 8 of y'all will get have a meeting with me. I'm so excited. I know. I was like, it's just 8. I can do that. I can do that. So, starting next Wednesday on this call for the next 4 weeks, I will be announcing 2 winners. One, someone, and if you've not set up your tracker, you should go up and set up your tracker because you're entered in that one. And then the next 3 weeks, use your tracker and you're entered in that one. So that's what I will be doing. So I'm excited about it. Oh, Michelle said she's already starting a list of things she wants to be coached on. So that is what we're doing the next 4 weeks. So set up your tracker, use your tracker, all the things. It's very exciting. So that's what I got. That's what I've got. So, let's talk about consistency and then I will get to answering your questions. So I went back and listened to module 2 of consistency and it is so good. And here's the one piece out of it. Really, there's an overarching theme. It has never been the food, never was the food, never going to be the food. It is the way you speak to yourself that is the problem. That is the thing that we've got to solve. So we always think, I can't control myself around pizza. I can't control myself around ice cream. Can't control myself around chips, whatever it is. Fried chicken. I don't care what it is. So we have started diets that just took those things away from us. Can't have them in the house. Can't do whatever. But we never did address the emotional eating, which is why it always felt so hard. We were solving the wrong problem. We thought the food was the problem. I mean, it's sitting there. That's what we notice we're doing. So we just assume that's the problem. But the problem has always been the way we talk to ourselves in our noggins. That's always been the problem. And until you solve that problem, the problem of overeating still remains. So, Corinne talks in the first video about the three reasons you'll never be perfect in module 2. One is we go on autopilot. Our brain's job is to make things run on autopilot, to put things in a habit. When you're trying to learn a new habit, it's not a habit yet. You've got to wear the groove in the road in order for it to start to be a habit. So we're never going to be perfect because of that. You've been solving the wrong problem again. We've been thinking that it was the food. It was never the food. So that's another reason that we are not going to be perfect. And finally, phase three. We talked about the phases of change. In phase three, your old habit is like, are you sure? Like, I mean, we know how to do this. We know how to eat when we're stressed. Now you want to not eat when you're it's so much easier if you just eat. So it's like your brain is fighting to hang on to the old habit because when you finally let go of it, you still gonna have to work a little bit on the new habit. So that is why we're never gonna be perfect. But then she moves into the habit of quitting. And she is, it's so good. I want y'all, if y'all have a habit of quitting, I want you to go listen to module 2, lesson 2 of the consistency course on this month in No BS. Because what she talks about is, I'll start over. She talks about little quits and big quits. Or she calls them a sneaky quitting, is what she calls it in the video. But those little quits, how many of y'all have said, I'll start over on Monday? That's a quit. Because, like, especially if you do it like on Thursday, that means that you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you quitting. But joy comes in the morning. There's hope. Monday's coming. And I'm gonna buckle down and it's gonna be so good and I'm gonna get back on track. It's the weekend anyway, it doesn't matter. It feels hopeful. It feels like you're ready to get going again. That's that little sneaky quit that you do on yourself. And then what do? You don't have to think about emotional eating. You don't have to work on anything over the weekend. You just let your hair down and be footloose and fancy free the whole weekend. And then what happens on Monday? Again, here. I can't believe you did that. Now we got to get buckled down. It feels like a slog. God, now I got to really buckle. I done gained 4 pounds. I lost all the progress I had made right here. It's all right here. And then what do? You spend all day beating yourself up, all week. Get on Marco Polo, complain to your people, get in the text chain, go into Facebook. I can't believe I've done this again. I always do this. This is what I do every time, blah, blah, blah. All the things. And then a lot of times these little quits lead to epic quits. Those are the big quits. When you just say, F it, and you're done. You're just walking away. The reason you're walking away is because of how you're speaking to yourself. Because when you finally quit and you say, I am not going to be on a diet anymore, you get a little tiny bit of relief until you start to Google new diets. And then the new diet, the fresh start energy comes in. Same thing. It just, you just get on this merry-go-round. Just over and over and over and over. We've done it how many times? I can't even tell you how many times I've done it. I can't even count that high. Can't even count that high. But you get that moment of relief. Then what happens? You gain some of your weight back. Your pants start to feel tight. Then you beat yourself up again. Then you go look at a diet. Then you get excited again. Then it feels really easy for 3 or 4 weeks. Then motivation dips, which it's supposed to do. And then we have a crappy Thursday, and then we say we're gonna start over on Monday. We feel hopeful. Then we beat ourselves up on Monday, and then we quit, right? How many times have we all done that? Like, I can't even count. I mean, I've done it more times. If I had a penny, right, or a dime for every time I've done that, that is why we've got to work on the way that we talk to ourselves. I mean, I harp on it all the time. Y'all know I harp on that. So she says this here, and I think it's such a good quote from Corinne. A mistake isn't proof of failure. You've got to start using mistakes as a trigger to find out why they happened. You have to use it as a trigger. And in the moment, quitting feels like a reasonable answer. And I told Corinne this yesterday on a meeting. When I first joined No BS, I was in this accountability group. I was in this accountability group, and we called them mistakes. Must. You must make them in order to figure out what is really going on. We must make them. That's a part of learning. And the difference between somebody who quits and somebody who doesn't quit is what they learn when they make a mistake, because we're all going to make them. How they speak to themselves after a mistake. What they learn after a mistake. You just got to turn it around and say, how can I make this easier next time? What can I learn from this? How can I make it easier next time? Easier on myself next time. So, I want you to really pay attention to what you're thinking, because that really is the key to weight loss. And, Weight Watchers never talked about your thinking. Nobody's ever talked about your thinking. Dr. Adkins just told me to count my carbs. He didn't tell me that when I had a crappy day, all I wanted was bread. He didn't tell me how to solve for that. And I'm human, and I'm gonna have crappy days. And I just was told, 20 grams of carbs, whatever it was, you can't have more than that. So then there I was, left with my feelings, left with crappy self-talk. So I couldn't stand it anymore. And I was beating myself up, being so mean to myself. I had to just quit so that I could just hush and go live my life and eat whatever I wanted to till the next great diet came along. So that's what I got out of the consistency course. That's what I got out of it. If y'all wanted to know, now you know. That's what I got out of module 2 of the consistency course. That's not the only thing I got out of the consistency course, but But that is what I took away. It's really good. I'm just gonna say. I always say this is my favorite thing, Corinne, whatever. But I think the consistency course really is getting to the root of emotional eating. It's not do this and try this. What I love about it though, y'all know my favorite thing is to do something. Like set up a system or set up, like I love that. So like I love that part of it is how can I make this easier on myself? Then we get into MJ sticky notes, and then we get into setting alarms or taking a screenshot of your tracker so that you remember to track, carrying your water with you so that you don't forget your water. Like I love the process part of it. And that's what this is talking about. If you're not getting your water, if you're not stopping in enough, if you're not waiting for hunger, if you're not asking yourself halfway through your meal, are you still hungry? What can you do to make it easy on yourself? It's not about how can I dig in my heels and make this as difficult as possible. It's like, what can I do to make it easy? And if you don't know, what you got a whole team of people. We got to ask coaches. Y'all got me. We got everybody. You can sign up for camp, get Corinne one-on-one through a month from now. So there's that. Oh, speaking of, if you're thinking about going to virtual camp, you might as well go in and sign up today because today's the last, tonight's the last night that you can get Corinne one-on-one. So you get her like an ask coaches feature. So is 108.5 to 112 pounds too narrow for a goal and maintenance? I mean, I would make it 5 pounds, probably, Sophie, because you're gonna fluctuate. I mean, and here's the thing. I'll take it back to this. If it's 4 pounds and you have a heavy meal and you have a lot of salt and you get on the scale and you were sitting around 110 and it gets up to 112, what is the conversation gonna be? What are you gonna say? 112.1. Like, that's the main thing. How are you going to talk to yourself if it ebbs and flows? So that's the real question. You got to go ahead and plan. If I get there, this is the steps I'm going to implement. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to handle it. All of those things. Let's see. Best. I love the tracker, except for the fact that I can't log hunger in enough. We're working on it right now. We're working on that. We're working on it. Yeah, I think that's the next improvement. There's a lot of improvements. Chris Crabtree is working on it. So it should be coming shortly. Oh, Carly. Carly posted in Facebook that her scale was stuck. Like she's basically like plateaued. And now she's here. And I asked her how confident I was in how confident she was in her hunger cues. And you said, I'm pretty confident in my hunger cues. Sometimes I notice that I'm eating slightly past enough, literally because I just forgot I'm supposed to stop. The thing I'm working on now is mindless habit eating, like bites, licks, and tastes. Can you help me brainstorm some discrete ways to remember to check in with enough? Yeah. For bites, licks, well, here's the thing. You're coming on here, like, because you're like, I don't know why the scale is stalled. Like, it's just stuck and it's not moving anywhere and whatnot. But you are having some overeats and some bites, licks, and tastes. That's enough to keep the scale stuck. So for me, bites, licks, and tastes were huge, especially at dinner. So when I first joined No BS, I chewed gum or had a mint in my mouth every time I was cooking and when I was cleaning up the kitchen because I was a clean my kids' plate person. I was like, oh, they left that good bite. I would eat their crap. So that's what I did, and it worked for me for bites, licks, and taste. Because really, that is an ingrained habit. So probably for a few months, I would chew gum or have a mint in my mouth when I was cooking or when I was cleaning up the kitchen. And then sometimes I would forget and realize I wasn't doing it anymore. So I sort of broke myself of the habit. So that's what you can try. And if you want to email me, Carly, I can go look at your data too if you email me. Mary said, Where, how do we access the consistency podcast Corinne is doing daily? Corinne is not doing a consistency podcast daily. At the bottom of the consistency page is a consistency podcast, but it's just the audio for the videos that you're watching. But Corinne does drop a 365 every single day on, you can go under podcasts and hear that. And she just recorded some new ones for consistency. And I think they start dropping maybe next week. Like brand new that she did for consistency on sleep and all that stuff. Corinne mentioned the new No BS course on a Sunday on her call. I haven't heard it either, but she did announce it. She's writing it currently. She's currently writing it as we speak. Marco Polo, Gina asks, that's how I keep up with my accountability partners. It's just an app on your phone, a video app. So I leave like a video for my accountability partners, and then they watch it whenever they get a chance. And then they leave Marco Polo, and then I watch it whenever I get a chance. But it's just video. It's video messaging. Amber says, how do you rebuild intimacy in a long-term marriage when you've been in survival responsibility mode for years and your relationship with your body is changing? I'm losing weight, and some days I feel amazing and can see the progress, but other days my body feels uncomfortable and unpredictable, and I don't feel sexy at all. I want closeness, desire, and intimacy with my husband, but I don't know how to reconnect with that part of myself without making sex another thing I'm supposed to work on or a project. I feel like this cycle of quitting applies here when my focus and energy just goes elsewhere. I will say this. Well, first of all, this is a lot to work through. So I would take all of this to ask coaches because you've got like body image, you've got sex questions in here, you've got relationship questions in here. Like, this is something that you really do want to work through back and forth with a coach. So I would take it there. But here's the thing. Again, we're going to go back to the thoughts. So the first way, the first step to rebuild intimacy is with your thoughts. You have to start creating the types of thoughts that give you the feeling of intimacy and closeness with your partner. It cannot happen. It can't happen in the bedroom until you get those thoughts. So start looking at your partner and telling yourself all of the things that you appreciate about them. That you love about them, all the ways that they make you feel safe and secure and desired, all of those things. Because that's the only way to have the desire to take it into the room, into the bedroom. You've got to build that, the thoughts first. So that's what I would work on first. Because, you know, we think it's just like take our clothes off and get in the bed. That's not what it is. Especially for women, maybe for men sometimes, but for women especially, you've got to feel that closeness with your thoughts. That's how the relationship is built. Because really, a relationship is just a collection of thoughts you have about that person. Whether they're, you'd always use my grandmother as an example. I still feel very close to her. She's been dead for 10 years. But I still have a relationship with her because of the thoughts I think about her and how often I think about her and things that remind me of her. And so it's the same thing with people who live in your house. You've got to have that, those thoughts. Oh gosh, can you give us examples of emotional eating that wouldn't be obvious? I think the best example of emotional eating that is not obvious is the emotional eating that you've been doing for so long, it's almost become a habit. Like Corinne used to talk about, like she knows now, like in the video, she talks about when Chris would come home and then she would, you know, he would go upstairs and take care of Logan, and then she would feel bad and guilty because he was taking care of Logan, and then she would sit on the couch and eat a half a gallon of ice cream. Probably at some point, she was just going to get the ice cream before she even felt the guilt because she'd been doing it for so long. She couldn't even recognize the guilt. She had to take the ice cream away and be like, I don't think I'm not hungry for this. And then probably that's when she uncovered the guilt feelings. The other sneaky place that emotional eating shows up is with happy emotions. A lot of times we know anger, frustration, overwhelmed, pissed, sad, whatever, lonely, bored. But like sometimes we eat because, we deserve it, or because, we earned it, or because we got a promotion at work or whatever it is. So a lot of times we think about the negative emotions that we eat over, but make sure that you're catching the positive ones as well. Like that reward eating almost. Let's see. Pip says she signed up for virtual camp. Oh, Pam. Oh, Pam. I see. If I read Pam, I would know your name is Pam. I signed up for virtual camp. How do I sign up for one-on-one questions with Corinne? You're already signed up. You should see it under your Ask Coaches portal. If you go under Ask Coaches, you should see like a little box where you can ask your question. If you don't see that and you've signed up for virtual or in-person camp, make sure you email us at support@pnptribe.com or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page of the website, or just hit reply to any email we've ever sent you. Let's see. Cecilia, I have been in OBS for 6 years. I'm tired of not making any progress. What can I do to get me focusing on my weight loss again and celebrate a win? So for anybody who is wanting to restart or reboot or whatever, I want to direct you to Start. There's 8 weeks of Start. It gives you the first one, the first video is called Simple Wins First. It's going to help you get back into action. But again, we got to watch the thoughts that you're having. Like when you think about getting started, you want to think about what am I making it mean that I'm back at it again? Because you got to watch that beatdown talk. You also want to ask yourself, what do I even think getting back on track means? Because for a lot of people, I mean, you're asking for simple wins, but here's what's going to happen, Cecilia. I am going to warning, this is what's going to happen. You're going to look at simple wins first, and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to take Corinne's advice. I'm doing water, and I'm going to ask myself if I'm hungry. That's all I'm doing. I'm going to listen to these videos. That's it. That's all I'm doing. And then here we come to say, yeah, well, that's not good enough. You remember when you first joined, you were doing all the things, and you were, planning and, whatever, and doing, waiting, stopping at enough and all the things. That's not good enough. You think you're just gonna drink water and lose weight? Your thoughts. We got to watch out for that. That's the thing that we've got to look for. You've got to hear those thoughts, have that equal airtime conversation, and say, what's not good enough is not doing anything. What's not good enough is getting in my way. I am willing to do this until it gets easy, and then I will add another thing, and I will add another thing. But for today, this is good enough. And you've got to have that conversation. And email me, Cecilia. Come on now. I ask y'all all the time to email me. Let's see. Michelle said, you got a question about the swag pack for virtual camp. Email support@pnptribe.com because I don't have that list. I don't have that list or that's not my, that ain't my thing. But Bailey knows. She can tell you if you're on the list for it or what. I'm not sure. Okay. Karen. I got my mom home from the hospital and in hospice care. I'm so sorry, Karen. There is nothing really for me to do today, but she's made it clear she expects me to come in. I said nothing, but I've spent most of the last 4 days dealing with her situation and my emotions. I need time to be away, de-stress, and live my life. I can give her 45 minutes on my schedule, but that's it. I have me plans at 2. I'm not giving up. I know I'm not being selfish, and I know I have no reason for guilt, but guess what's sneaking in? What I want to do is call the nurse, check in, and take the day off. Horrible daughter is bouncing in my head, but I have nothing to support that. Here's the thing. How does taking time for yourself today after you've been dealing with her for 4 days make you how will it make you a better daughter? That's the question. Are you going to be able to show up today for your 45 minutes and be your very best self to her? Or do you need to take a break so that you can show up tomorrow better? That's the question. What does she need? What do you need? What's going to serve you both? It's probably taken a day. Yeah. It's probably taken a day. I thought I was supposed to feel peace and relief. No, not if you're telling yourself you're a horrible daughter. I should go. She's expecting it. That's not going to make you feel relief. None of those thoughts make you feel relief. Could it be my brain hanging on to what's a familiar as a pattern? I don't feel the comfort and the thought of letting the tension escape my body seems hard. Yeah. So here's the thing. I feel like crap. Well, your mom's dying. Doesn't matter what kind of woman she was, is. I mean, you're a child. And listen, Karen, you and I had the same similar mother. As long as my mom was alive, there was hope that she could be the mother I always wanted. When she was dying, that was never going to happen. She was never going to wake up and be the mother I deserved. That hope died with her. And that is hard. Because even at like, 50 years old, 50, 51, I'm like, one day she's going to get it. I just knew it was going to happen in my head. Like, I just thought that would happen. And that's hard. And then you're responsible for it. And I used to get mad. I used to get so, I used to be, I remember being mad with my mom because I would have to go advocate for her and fight for her. And she never fought for me. And I used to get so mad. It's like, I hate to advocate for her because she never fought for me. And here I am fighting for her. And it would just piss me off. So many emotions. With a mom who was amazing and with moms who weren't amazing. I'd be like, why does she keep doing this? And I have to go up there and fight so hard for her. Yeah. Well, Karen, when somebody is passing, they have to come to a place where they are comfortable to pass, and you have to come to a place where you're comfortable letting them go. Y'all are both on a on two separate journeys. She knows she's at the end of her life. Yeah, and there's usually hospice nurses and stuff have chaplains and like social workers that they can bring in. Hospice is an amazing group. But this is, you are taking care of her and you're managing her care, but you also have to take care of you. Because you can't take care of her if you don't take care of you. So, but just hugs. It's hard. Oh, D, are you in hospice? Do you work in hospice? Because she said, we are trying to help you, Karen. I'm just going to tell you, hospice people, they have special jewels in their crown in heaven since 2003. I'm just going to tell you something. Hospice people are the greatest, honest to God people. I swear. Thank you, D. I mean, you're a special person. I already know that about you. Oh gosh. So good. So good. And when my grandmother passed away, like they literally got a list of all of her doctors called and canceled all of her appointments so that we didn't get phone call reminders about her appointments. Like, I mean, things you don't even think about, like above and beyond. So that's amazing. Darlene said, can you talk a minute about the new basic emotional eating? I had one day before I left my brother's house. I've had none since I started the tracker. Oh, I have not. I don't know the direction in which Corinne is going to go with emotional eating. So I'm not going to speak on it because I don't know. I don't even think she's written it yet. So who knows that it'll even be in the new No BS? So I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole with that. But basically, what we're talking about is just what we're talking about here. The conversation has got emotional eating is part of who we are. We are emotional people. It's what we've been taught. It's what we've been trained to do. It's how we've always done things. And we have got to start catching the thoughts that are creating the emotions. It's not about the food. We've got to start catching the thoughts. Will the new courses now be put in separate podcasts now and no longer put in the Pathways and Bonus Courses podcast? Yes, that is, we are moving in that direction. We are moving in that direction. That Pathways and Bonus Course podcast, I've been asking, could we do individual podcasts for probably 4 years? And finally, I finally won. I won my battle. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying too. Like, I love that, like, I just thought, like, wouldn't it be nice to visit a page, one page, and I want to take consistency. And there's the videos, there's the companion guide, and there's the podcast. What? What a novel idea. I've been talking about it for a long time, and I have finally wore them down. I wore them down. So if you don't like it, it's my fault. I can't imagine you wouldn't like it though. It's the same amount of like audios, right? Like as it would be if we were adding it to the Pathways and Bonus Courses podcast, but it just, you can't find crap. And then you start to play one and then it jumps around. I hate it. I've never, I'm gonna tell you something. I've never listened to a course on that Pathways and Bonus Courses. I think I did it like once and it was terrible. It was terrible. That was my pet peeve. And I finally won. It only took me like 4 or 5 years. I just signed an April set. Andy, God, this one contact thing is just not working for me. I can't see. I can't see. I just signed up for virtual camp. Will there be a printable workbook we can print out at home? Yes. By September the 1st, it will be on the page. I have no more questions. Jeannie, I'm glad you agree with me. Oh, look, here comes the dog. Yeah, it's been, I'm just gonna tell you, it was like there's so many things happening at OBS. I can't even tell you yet everything, but I know it's doing okay, Dawn, but I just realized, I don't know if I've told y'all this, but let's see. Maria said, can someone repeat how to find all the podcasts and what is included? So on the podcast page is under resources and podcasts, there's the big Pathways and Bonus Courses podcast where we put all of our bonus courses, all the path, everything, every extra course other than OBS lived in there. Well, it's a jumbled up mess and I don't like it. I don't like it. So what we're starting to do with Healthify and now with consistency is the new courses that are going to be released will have their own page with their own podcast. And eventually we'll go back to our older courses, build a podcast for them, give them a podcast page. So then you go to take relationships, you have relationships, videos, and podcast. Oh, yeah, the party at Saturday at camp is free. You do not have to sign up. Everyone is welcome. Beer and wine are included. Christy said, is there an option to pay 37 extra for virtual camp to have the physical workshop, probably workbook mailed to you? We are sold out of swag, so that is no longer an option. I'm almost 100% positive on that. I keep reading about stress and cortisol interfering with weight loss, which is making me feel hopeless as I'm in a very stressful period of life. Is that real or how can I address it? Here's the thing. Yeah, thank you, Maria. Thank you for the confirmation. I thought I was right, but I hate to say something that I'm not like 150% sure on. Right, there's no more swag available. Yeah, I don't like the podcast. It's hard to listen and drive. I know that Bonus Courses and Pathways podcast is so messed up. Work in the website listening to the courses. Have to tap to get sound. So I can't listen in the shower or driving. I'll tell you why, because people pull up their phone when they're at work or they're in a doctor's office. And so we made it tap to unmute because, you know, people scrolling through their phone looking at the website and then they've got the big F word blaring on it, or at church or something, you know, like you accidentally pull it up. That's why we do that. Yeah, because that would suck. That would suck. Or at the school, at the kids, or a teacher in a classroom. We're just saving y'all. That's why we did it that way. So stress and cortisol. I'm going to put this in the same bucket as menopause. Here's what happens. Again, shocker, it's going to go back to your thoughts. Will cortisol slow down weight loss? I have no freaking clue. I think it does have some impact on it, but here's what happens. Well, I'm so it doesn't matter anyway. I can't lose weight. Might as well have these last couple bites. I'm just gonna go get a snack because you know I'm stressed. I can't lose weight anyway. Might as well. That's what you have to watch out for. The only way you're gonna know if stress and cortisol interferes with weight loss is if you clean up your emotional eating and you clean up your overeats and a few pints past enough and you know, not waiting for hunger and see. So only way, same with menopause. Is it going to slow your weight loss? Maybe. I don't know. But I know what really slows your weight loss. Might as well. Doctor said I was going to gain 10 pounds anyway. Might as well have it now. That's not going to help you lose weight. Same thing with cortisol. We've got to clean up those little eats, overeats, and watch what we're telling ourselves. It encourages the deposit of fat in the belly. But that is. So, Sue, great example. She's going to be put on a new biologic, and one of the side effects can be weight gain. But here's the thing: when you get, you got to watch your thoughts when you get on those things. Well, it's going to cause me weight gain anyway. I mean, we got to watch that, right? Those overeats and those little, like, it doesn't matter because I'm going to gain weight anyway. And then what happens is we forget all those few little bites. We forget the extra bites, licks, and tastes. We forget that extra snack. Then we gain 5 pounds and we're like, see, it is cortisol. See, it is the new biologic. See, it is menopause. We got to track and watch our thoughts. Track and watch our thoughts. Track and watch our thoughts. That is the answer. That is the answer. Use that wellness tracker. Can you go over if you're quieter on Friday and restart on Monday? That is in my head every Friday. It feels hopeful, like you haven't really quit, but you're really quitting. It's a little quit. What did Corinne call it? I wrote it down. I've then looked at it twice. Sneaky quitting, but it feels hopeful. See, I haven't thrown in the towel because I'm getting back after it on Monday. I mean, you know, I'm not quitting. No. I am still an OBS woman. I am still on my health and wellness journey, but I'm just gonna Monday. This is what I'm gonna do Monday. It feels hopeful. So that's what you wanna, that's why it feels good. But then on Monday, what do? Anonymous. I mean, Lucy, what do you do on Monday? Another verbal, mental beatdown. Can't believe I'm up 2 pounds. I cannot believe I did that. I'm so stupid. Why would I even do that? I do this every week. When am I ever gonna learn? It doesn't even feel good then. You had 2 days to yuck it up. But then you get on the other end, it's just mess. It's just mess. Did you say that Friday on the virtual campus free? No. They asked about the Saturday party for in person. Was it free? And I said it was free. That's what was free. All right. Any other question? We got 15 minutes. Y'all better ask some questions. I've been hitting them fast and hard today. Hitting them fast and hard, fast and hard, fast and hard. All right. Anything else? I can go back over our I can go back. Oh, you sending me one, Shelly. Go ahead, send me one. I'll have a sip of water. the good thing about campus, we all get to play the Corinne drinking game. You know, if Corinne cusses, you have to drink water. And then we'll all be, watered up. Oh, Robin says, I always have so many questions after the call's over. Well, you know how to find me. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, tell a funny story about a previous camp we never heard before. I don't know. I mean, there's always so much fun. Oh, there was a lady. I think she's out of the membership now. And I'm not gonna say her name, an older lady. And her husband traveled all the way to Nashville. And it was such an ordeal. And she was an odd duck, but so sweet. She private coached with me. And she was so excited to come to camp. And she called Corinne Corrine. She always called her Corrine. She was ill, so she's left the membership. She's much older. And I was out dancing. I was dancing, and she came up to me after that first day, and she said, "I got dirt on you." And she turned that camera around. She showed it to me. She said, "I got video of you dancing. I'm gonna be able to blackmail you now." I was like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're gonna blackmail me." She had to be in her 70s. And I love old people because, I worked in a nursing home. They're my jam. I love them so much. So the next day, she said, "You won't catch me dancing." And the next day, I came into the ballroom and there she was in all of her glory, dancing. And I got a video. I was like, I showed it to her. I said, "Now who's gonna blackmail who?" She thought that was so funny. But yeah, it was fun. She was a cutie pie. She was a cutie pie. And then but the coach, we have a good time. Is the fun part too is I get to see my coworkers and we all get to be in the same place at one time. And I think it was the last camp, we all had a pajama party and we ordered food into our room and then we sang and had a big time. It was a lot of fun. We've had fun. There is not meals provided. For camp, if you're in person, you can do Uber Eats and there are restaurants at the place. Oh, I love old people. I love them with all of my heart. You know how people get about babies and puppies when they're like, "Oh my God, they're so cute." That's me with old people. I don't think babies are cute. I mean, they're cute, but like, not like an old man in a pair of overalls. Oh my God, I could eat them up. I could eat them up. Bonus points if they ain't got no teeth. Bonus points. God. Oh, you're a gerontologist. I'm just going to tell you something. They're my, God bless. I love it. I love to feed them. I just sit and talk to them and talk to them and talk to them. This is my favorite thing to do. I just love them so much. Shelly said, it's more of a thought change. I've been changing that inner voice. Today in the gym, I said, "Girl, if you can be married to Alan for 25 years, you can finish this workout." And girl, I kicked ass. Our thoughts do matter. Yes. Oh, that's so funny. There's a local radio station here, and every once in a while, he'll post some stuff on like Facebook or whatnot, and he'll ask questions. And it was like, if you've been in a marriage or a long-term relationship, how does your partner know you still love him? And I said, I still poke my husband when he snores instead of smothering him with a pillow. That's how he knows. That's how he knows. One time they had speed coaching for remote camp users. Will they offer something like this at the end of the day? No, we are not doing that this time. When will we get our camp swag? I signed up for in person at the beginning, not VIP. If you're in person, you get camp swag. And you'll get it the day of. Tips on talking differently to yourself. What did you do? Specific ideas if you can. I'm gonna tell you something. Learning how to talk better to yourself is a process. And I get on here and I know how important it is. I still talk junk to myself. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I still do. The difference is I catch it faster and I flip it sooner. And you want to catch it as soon as you can. My best example, I was trying to change I have to I choose to. This is just a good example. So Christy Richards is one of my neighbors who is an OBS woman as well. She invited me down. This was when I was still a member, y'all, still losing weight. She invited me down for a glass of wine, and it was Sunday, and I was getting ready for the week, and I was like, I'll see, but I texted her. I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to whatever. I have to cook and wash dishes and get my stuff ready for work tomorrow. And then I was feeling bad because I was like, oh, I wish I could go down there and hang out for a little bit. Now I gotta do all that. And I was just getting down in the dumps. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't have to do any of this. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. I don't have to. I'm choosing to. Why am I choosing to? Because whenever I prep my food, it makes my whole week easier. I don't have to do laundry during the week because I'm doing it today so that I'll make my evenings better. Like, I started listing out all the reasons I was choosing to do the things I was doing. So then I picked up my phone and I texted Christy and I said, I just want to correct. I do not have to do any of this. I'm choosing to because it's going to make my week easier. I like the minute I figured it out, the minute I caught it, I stopped in my tracks and turned it around. That's what you have to do. And then she texts me back, "You're so stupid." That was the text I got back from her. She was like, "You're stupid." I was like, "I know, but I had to do it because I want my brain to know it was important." It's the same thing. If you're trying to develop a habit of tracking, using your tracker or drinking your water, the minute you think about it, do it. Stop, drop, and roll. Do it right then. And your brain is like, "Oh, she is for real about this. She's serious." Because usually your thoughts accompany, well, they do. Your thoughts accompany a feeling. So when you notice you're just feeling blah and down, you got to ask yourself, what am I thinking? Because that is what is driving that feeling. And then sometimes thoughts you can just throw away. Like, you can just throw them away. Like the one time I thought, time to get up and see how fat you are today. Like, what? Why are you even here? Move along. Like, I'm done with you. I don't talk to myself that way. Like, just as simple as that. But that's, and I used to, how I really learned how to talk to myself, when I would notice I was speaking ugly to myself, I would say, how would you say that to one of your girls? How would I say it to my daughter? And I knew right quick what I would say and how I would turn it around. So Janet said, did I hear right that you're doing camps only every other year? I don't know about forever and ever. The next camp will be 2028. I know we started working now on camp for 2028, and they only had holidays left. I was like, well, for 27, and they only had holidays left. So we're like, well, we got to do 28. Let's see. Was the free coaching already announced for the person who used the app for the full month of July? Yes, it was. It was in Facebook and I emailed, we got them emailed and whatever. Let's see. Do you have any recommendations for skincare specifically as it relates to crepey skin? I do not. If anybody knows anything for crepey skin, let me know because I noticed today when I was doing tricep curls at the Pilates studio that my arms are getting a little bit crepey. But for my face right now, I'm using Elemis. I like Elemis. It's really good. It's really good. And then my accountability partner, when I was in Seattle, Jen, she gave me this Il Makiage. I think it's called firming or something, and it's a blue gel. Y'all, that feels so good on my skin. It feels like dewy water. And I have been using it and I love it. I have not, I tried Mary Kay way back in the day. Gold Bond Crepe Corrector. All right, then. Gold Bond Night Body with Retinol. Oh, Gold Bond got it going on. Who knew? We can just go to Walmart. Retinol, dad blank. I saw a dermatologist said if you're not using retinol, you're not using skincare. That's what she's saying. I don't know about that, but that's what she said. How many people in person camp? I think there's like 400. I think. Oh, Barbara said, how can I change my relationship with feeling tired? I did that. I used to always say, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I realized it was not all, always true because as soon as I would wake up, I'd be like, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And I would not let myself say that anymore. If I was tired of something, I would let myself say that. But I quit saying I'm tired because it made me more tired. I was like, I certainly can't be tired the moment I wake up. That is a lie, straight from the devil himself. I would say, I'm tired of my job. I'm tired of this patient. I'm tired of my husband. I'm tired of always being the one who has to do the dishes. Or I'm tired of always, picking wet towels up off the floor. Or I'm tired of whatever it was. But I personally would not attach that label to myself. It's not even mind over matter. It was like literally not always true. Like it just wasn't true. Like it was not like I was not always tired. It was just not even, it was a habit that I would say it, but it wasn't. And I was tired, of things. And so I would clarify. Kieran said, when is the Q&A for virtual camp? It hadn't been scheduled yet. So you'll get an email though. Oh, you're welcome, Teresa. She said, thanks for the laughs, girl. I'm a stitch, I'll tell you. Enough signals are hard for me, Leanne says. I guess that's one of the thoughts I have to work on. But I'm usually always hungry when I get home from work and waiting for dinner. Should I have a snack ready to go for that time or should I just wait for dinner? Sometimes I feel I just can't wait and eat everything and then feel bad and full. I used to have a snack before dinner every day because but don't eat all the way to full. Just take the edge off of hunger. And enough signals are hard for me. You said I need to change that thought. I'm still working on figuring out enough consistently. That's the only way to change it. Like I'm just working on it. It's not hard. It just, and I would even say this, it's not hard. It just feels hard right now because I've not done it for a long time. It's not my habit yet. It'll get easier the more I do it. That's the conversation that you want to have for that. Megan, will people going to in person be able to download the digital workbook? Yes, you will. Yeah, you'll be able to do it. I'm having a difficult time, might be getting fired, and I think I need a divorce. Girl, same. No, I'm not gonna get fired. I think I need a divorce. Are there any courses I can do to help me with my mindset during this difficult time? I'm doing some things, but not all. The relationships course would be really good, or self-love, whichever one. Like if you are feeling really down in the dumps about like all of these things and you notice some negative self-talk, I would do the self-love course. But if you don't have to do the relationships course with people you have an amazing relationship with. Like I've done it with my mom. I had done it with my mom. How I wanted to be, what I wanted boundaries to look like, what I kind of wanted my thoughts to be about her. Things like that. So that might be good for your husband, but those two might be really good. Cindy said, is there a replay for your Saturday camp call for in-person campers? Yes, it is on the website under video replays. We didn't release it in the podcast. Will 28 camp be in Tennessee? Not sure. We haven't booked a place yet. So we don't know. I'm getting better at being there for me. Sophie says, a friend has been rude and verbally aggressive towards me, and I don't want to be more than acquainted with her anymore. She keeps calling me and pretends nothing happened. I'm not up for confronting her and the conflict. I don't want to discuss it with her. I'm done. What more could I say than to express that I'm looking after myself and that is too much at the moment with long COVID? So I have to prioritize them. I just wouldn't be available, Sophie. Just make yourself not available. Don't answer her calls. Maybe every once in a while. If she texts you to do something, you're going to be busy. I'm busy. A lot of times, when you've set a boundary with somebody, sometimes you do say, this just isn't working for me, whatever. Sometimes you just make yourself unavailable. You don't have to announce always that, like, I'm prioritizing myself, whatever. You can just be unavailable. That's what I would do. Oh, how's the bio-optimizers doing? Y'all, I'm just gonna bio-optimizers on the on our favorite things page, and you get like a discount if you use our link, whatever. I finally got them back, and I have made them, girl, they come into my house every month. I can't be without them. I can't live without them. The magnesium pill and the sleep breakthrough. I'm still pooping, y'all, every day. Like, you can set your watch. And I don't even poop when I travel. And when I was in Seattle, I pooped while I was traveling. I can't believe it. It has been like, girl, I can't even tell y'all. I am pooping and sleeping. That's what I do. I'm like a baby. I get a crown on my Oura ring. It says, every time I open it up, it's like, thank you for taking that bio-optimizer. Thank you so much. I'm just going to tell you, it works like a charm. Like a charm. I don't know what it is, whatever bio-optimizers is. Thank you, Robin. I love having y'all little assistants in here. But it was funny because the guy that like works with bio-optimizers and stuff and does all the things, they were like, what are you telling your members about it? And he's told them, it's just, they're telling them they're pooping. And he was like, the bio-optimizer guy was like, they share that sort of stuff with the members? Roberto is his name. Roberto was like, they tell them everything. Like, they share everything. I appreciate it too, Robin. The blue gel, it was that Il Makiage that my accountability partner gave me. And it's like I think it's called firming. And it's this blue gel. It feels so good. Oh yeah, you get free mass enzymes with any order. Yep, there you go. Look at you. Not a question, but you just triggered a memory. When I was little, we had a visitation on Sundays with my no good father. I would say, I'm hungry, and he would say, you're always hungry. I think I was bored or anxious, or maybe I was hungry, but what a shitty thing to say. Yeah, people don't know how to treat people. Yeah, I know, we tell everything. Yeah. Yeah, some people are. Do you know what? I had a epiphany yesterday. We went and voted in South Carolina, was voting yesterday. We went and voted, and I was telling my daughter, my daddy used to always say, bless him heart, he was in jail a lot. And then he said, if you don't vote, you can't complain. That's what he would always say. If you don't vote, you can't complain. I said, now I love to complain. That's why I always vote. And so and then I was driving back home with my daughter. And I said, I thought he just chose. I bet you a million, because I don't know what I was little when he was in jail all the time. I bet he was a damn felon. I said, I bet you my daddy had a felon. I bet he couldn't vote. I wonder, how can I find that out? How can I find out if my dad is a felon? He's been dead for a long time. I don't know. Can I still look up his? I don't even know what he went to. I know he went to jail for drugs, but I don't know what he went to jail for. And I thought that was funny. So I had an epiphany yesterday. I was like, I bet my daddy couldn't vote. God bless America. You find out all kinds of stuff. It just hit me like a ton of, just like it hit me that my mama was, gay at some point. Let's see. Is there a camp website yet? No, not yet. Yeah, there's a lot of magnesium, and it all does different things, right? They all do things. Let's see. He says it's too much magnesium over the daily limit. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I also had a very hard relationship with my mother, Anonymous says, but we must still have respect for them on their transition to their new journey. I know. And it's so hard. Yeah, it's just so hard to navigate relationships. I don't know how to spell Il Makiage. Does anybody know how to spell it? I don't know how to spell it. I don't know how to spell it. I L something. I'm not sure. Oh, look at y'all. Yeah. And it's like blue. Let's see. Let's see. Blue gel. Oh, I just Googled blue gel and here it is. Power body, lift plumping, face Il Makiage Power Lift Plumping Cream, Vegan Face Moisturizer. She gave it to me. This one is $50. I'm gonna just tell you, it's so good. Googling blue gel could have ended very badly. Heritage, if you scroll down, you can you if you're talking about bioptimizers, there is a way to just buy one. I did that one time. There is a way. Oh, it's a subscription service. What's a subscription service? Yeah, I think it's pretty good. All right. Anything else? So don't forget, if you have not set up your tracker, do it today. Today, today, today. Go in there, put your starting weight, and move along. Now, and if you do that between now and next Wednesday, well, Tuesday evening, because I got to draw names, you will be entered to win a 25-minute coaching session with me. If you use your tracker any day between now and next Wednesday, you will be eligible to win a 25-minute coaching session with me. We will be doing that every week for the next 4 weeks. So, track, set up your tracker. Both, do them both. If you are wanting to go through the binge course with Betsy, now is the time to go request the binge subgroup. She will be starting going through it tonight, and you can find the binge course with its very own podcast on the bonus courses page. So we've got that. All right, everybody, have a good week. Email me if you are stuck. Email me if you want to look at the tracker. Use Ask Coaches. Today's the last day to sign up for virtual camp. It is August the 12th. Anybody listen to the podcast? It's the last day to sign up for virtual camp to get Corinne one-on-one. You can still sign up for virtual camp up until the day we start virtual camp. But anyway, y'all have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.